had been interested in writing about dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane, DDT. Beginning in 1939, the chemical had been used as a pesticide. It was particularly effective at killing mosquitoes, which transmit malaria. Within years, DDT had wiped out this deadly disease in much of the world. By the 1950s, the Department of Agriculture was routinely distributing DDT to get rid of much less harmful pests. For years, communities across the country were sprayed to destroy caterpillars, moths, and beetles. Some scientists, including Carson, became concerned about this casual use of the pesticide. They worried about the chemical's effects on other living things, including people. Carson became especially alarmed when a friend of hers complained that she had found 7 dead birds near her house after the area was sprayed with DDT. Carson began to research the topic, reading scholarly articles and interviewing experts. Although she generally wrote slowly, she had hoped to finish her DDT project quickly. Instead, the work ended up taking 4 years. Soon after she started the book, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her chemotherapy treatments often left her nauseated and bedridden. Despite her ill health, she continued to write, although with a renewed sense of urgency. Carson knew her message about DDT was important. She was determined to bring it to light while she still could. On the Attack. Published in book form in September 1962, Silent Spring was first excerpted in June 1962 in the New Yorker magazine. Carson's work was an immediate sensation. That was hardly surprising, given that, with the success of her earlier books, she already had a built-in audience eager to read her latest work. The book also received some unexpected attention when, soon after the New Yorker excerpts appeared, news stories identified a drug called thalidomide as the cause of devastating birth defects. Many readers saw a connection between the disastrous effects of thalidomide and Carson's warnings about DDT, as Carson did herself. She explained, "Thalidomide and pesticides, they represent our willingness to rush ahead and use something new without knowing what the results are going to be." Silent Spring also stayed in the news because of a concerted effort to discredit the book by chemical and agricultural companies that relied on DDT. With the help of the U.S. government, they went on the offensive against Carson and her work. The National Agricultural Chemists Association spent $250,000 on a smear campaign. Several companies also spread the idea that the book was written by a hack. Carson was inaccurately criticized as an amateur scientist without professional credentials. Some attacks were more personal, including snide references to her being a spinster and accusations that she was a communist. Many reporters and critics were equally dismissive. Life magazine said Carson overstated her case. Time called her work an emotional and inaccurate outburst, adding that the book's scary generalizations, and there are lots of them, are patently unsound. Making her case. In the end, however, the campaign against Silent Spring backfired. The more the book was denounced, the more people bought and read it. For months, the book topped the bestseller lists. Despite her many detractors, the public responded with enthusiasm to Carson's work and her message. With her clean, precise prose, she presented a persuasive case that careless use of DDT posed a threat to the environment and to humans. Carson also made readers question scientists who insisted that DDT was safe without the offer of evidence to back up their position. Perhaps, she told her readers, the scientists did not have enough information to make this claim, because they simply had not bothered to examine the possible long-term effects of exposure to DDT and other such chemicals. The popularity of Silent Spring was also due to Carson's calm, refined demeanor. Unexpectedly finding herself in the middle of a highly charged public debate, she responded with care, dignity, and confidence. In April 1963, she appeared on The Silent Spring of Rachel Carson, a television show nationally aired on CBS.